Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and UK Health Radio. Complementary therapists and clean energy, it's quite a doubleheader. Lawrence Elyard from Australia. He's the founder and chairman of International Institute for Complementary Therapists, IICT. He'll be joining me along with Michael Falquist, longtime energy executive, CEO of Think Energy, advocating solar and clean, affordable energy. Lawrence Elliott, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Bob, coming to you from Australia. How are we going?
Great. I have a list of people from Australia, a couple of sports hypnotists, a few other experts, absolutely, in the world of concussions. Lawrence, give us some background on yourself and the world of complementary therapy.
Well, first of all, Dr. Bob, I just want to say happy birthday. I believe you're in your 80s now, so welcome to the octogenarian crowd.
Hey, 80s and 60, so we're working on it as we speak. I'm doing dumbbells, but go ahead.
Well, that's it, yeah. I love that. Well, look, a bit about me. I'm the founder of the International Institute for Complementary Therapists. So it's a professional body which represents the whole wellness industry. So any of the allied health and natural therapy modalities we cover all over the world. And we're coming into our 24th year in business. And I think the big thing for me is that a lot of people, particularly in the States, are really starting to wake up to the fact that health is a choice. It's an option to connect and celebrate with the right people.
I've been talking about it for four decades on the radio. You know, alternative medicine was the term over the years, either Eastern or Western. Somehow we got it right and came up with the term, good luck to you, complementary with both. So the idea of the whole is whether it's sports medicine at the top of the level of sports medicine, superstars or grandmas, we've come to pay big attention to a lot of these different factors. This is why this whole biohacking revolution, nobody knew what the word meant, Lawrence. And it's, functional medicine, paying big attention, and the acupunctures and the hypnosis and the mental training has always been a big attention in the world of complementary therapists. Who do you include in that group?
Well, we really represent everybody in the whole wellness movement. So biohackers, people doing functional medicine, your naturopathic doctors, people who do massage, cognitive therapies, yoga instructors, like you name it, we cover it. Like we're the largest body in the world representing the most modalities globally. So it's been a hell of a job. I think if I did my time again, I probably would have stuck to just a few modalities, but we decided to take the whole thing on.
Yes, the world of physical therapy, we've watched, and again, sports medicine is a great example. And the idea of whether we're talking about physical therapy or occupational therapy, high performance training, specialty training, we start to see that again, a lot of these modalities, late great sports therapist Bob Guida, who I met in the late 70s, was very involved with vibrational therapy, deep soft tissue. For rest and recovery has become such a big deal, again, whether we're talking sports medicine or the areas of health and wellness. We do a lot of work with seniors, very involved in fall prevention. Sports podiatry, orthotics, what's the best shoe is a big deal when we're talking about everything functional. And in many instances, again, the complementary modalities have become such a big deal. Again, acupuncture is a great example, and so is yoga and all sorts of fitness apparatus. I think you jumped in at the right time.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of these healing arts, they're not just cooked up yesterday. They've been around for thousands of years and refined, you know, in the East.
Yes.
And it is this experience.
Lauren, you know, 2 months ago from the Netherlands, I had a guest on, Howard Rodders, a Tao therapist, talking about, like you just said, 2,500-year-old principles like simplicity, like compassion, that were as applicable today in all areas of fitness and health and wellness as it was thousands of years ago. That's always been one of the ironies I have felt over the years on the Sports Doctor, was some of these principles, again, yoga, thousands of years, and we have lots of people arguing with these different aspects of exercise. I would imagine the medical community and the sports medicine community have embraced big time internationally with what you're doing.
Yeah, there's been a real shift with that. And, you know, in a way, allopathic medicine are the newbies on the block, right? It's not that old. And obviously, it's become the mainstream and it's the given, but it's important about obviously going with reliable and qualified professionals. But how the two collide, how they work together, because we can get the best from both worlds.
And, of course, in the United States, you know, we're up to our ears with all sorts of challenges when it comes to, quote-unquote, the healthcare industry and so many of the different challenges and aspects. It's one of the reasons I've been so involved in the area of type 2 juvenile diabetes and the incredible importance of paying big attention to exercise. You know, I've been talking about childhood obesity on the Sports Dr. Lawrence for over 30 years. And I would imagine internationally, we're all in the same mess like we are in the United States. Obesity is such a big problem. They had to rename adult onset diabetes because of the explosion of teenagers. So this is a gigantic challenge in many aspects. And again, I'm counting on the holistic complementary therapy world. This is why I featured chiropractic for all these years. They were one of the leaders in paying attention to nutrition and paying attention to exercise, hands-on. American medicine for years still is, hey, it's an injection or a pill or surgery. Right, Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah, and look, you know, there is times when all of that is applicable and needed.
Absolutely.
And there's other times when there's other alternative pathways that will lead you with more compelling and more incredible results, right? But again, it's just seeking out the credible people that know what they're doing. And, you know, that's part of my mission, is to make sure we're ensuring a higher credibility and standard across the whole wellness industry.
What is the best site, Lawrence, that people could find out about IICT and everywhere you are and everything you're doing? What's the best place to get information?
Yeah, well, that would be our global site. So that's myiict.com. So myiict.com. And then, you know, you just select your country and go from there. So we have everything showcased on our website. And for myself, if people would like to get in touch with me, it's Lawrence Elyard. So LawrenceElyard.com. And people can get in touch with me on that.
Yes,
channel.
You know, it's interesting, Lawrence, is again, what I've been talking about for a long time, very simple, keep it simple salesman. I call it the new medicine. And the new medicine is, number one, eat smarter. And we could do 5 shows on eating smarter, but we could do 10 shows on number 2, which is keep moving. All sorts of choices. And number 3, reduce stress. So the important aspect of paying big attention to natural ways and not depending, you can't watch in the United States 5 minutes on television without seeing a commercial for either drugs or for diets. So the importance of nutrition and lifestyle medicine has really, really taken hold. But boy, we have a lot of catching up to do. What's been your experience with the sports medicine world, Lawrence?
Well, look, my father, who's also in his 80s at the moment, you know, his great saying, which I fully embrace, is, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Yeah. So it's about, you know, daily activity, making sure you get your steps in, and, you know, obviously correct nutrition makes a huge impact on everyone's life, you know. But I think certainly the older you are, the more active you should maintain in a safe way to support your health, your nutrition, your positive mindset. And that's something, you know, we all have an option to exercise, not just our body, but our minds, yeah, how we see ourselves, how we see the world.
This is why I always ask people in your world how your sports psychology skills are, Lawrence, when it comes to, you know, whether you're dealing with coaches or parents or families or organizations, when you're dealing with some of these different problems with an aging population. And, you know, one of the biggest areas of interest in the United States, all over the world, is, again, like I mentioned before, is fall prevention. This has become such a big deal, which is why the sports doctor recommends, number one, I don't care what your sport is or activity, strengthen your feet and ankles. And number two is work balance. And the whole idea, again, functional medicine, paying attention to causes. And with the social media today, such a tremendous challenge, you know, post-pandemic, I would imagine that's all been tremendously challenging times for your organization.
Yeah, well, a lot of our members pivoted to online delivery, and that can be really challenging when, you know, what you're doing is a function, you know, is physically based, you know. So, yeah, it's been good in some way. It's opened up a lot more of a reach globally. And there, obviously there's challenges with online delivery, but, you know, this is all swinging back the other way now. A lot of live stuff with people again, of course. But, yeah, so it's been a challenge for sure, but it's also been a lot of new opportunity and new ways for delivering education and consults with people.
Yes, and again, when you're talking modalities, you're talking about, again, things that could be ultrasound that physical therapy does. Again, it could be electric muscle stimulation. It could be all sorts of other kinds of modalities that might be involved regarding an enhancing healing. We've had so many guests on, so much exciting in the world of concussions, Lawrence, with hyperbaric oxygen. Tremendous organizations in Florida, Help Our Wounded, other organizations, the Pacman Foundation, dealing, you know, with the military, as well as sports and the these kinds of modalities. Have you seen excitement in some of these areas as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a real emerging trend towards wellness and embracing the woo. Yeah. So the things that were woo-woo, you know, 10 years ago is called biohacking and self-care today. So there's a real collision, as I said.
I like
between,
that. The woo. Right. I call it the voodoo. Again, which is 20 years ago or years ago, it was, you know, what do you mean mental training? You know, a very famous sports psychologist shared the radio world with me in the 90s. He worked with everybody from the White Sox to the Olympians and the jails. He wouldn't call himself a psychologist. They were scared of the word. He was a performance enhancement consultant. On that note, give us quickly again, Lawrence, where people can get a hold of you and your organization.
Yeah, so you'd get us online at myiict.com, so myiict.com, and or look me up, Lawrence Elliard, on Instagram or online as well. So, yeah, we're on all the channels, and love to connect with your listeners and anyone who wants to find out more about wellness affiliation and accreditation. We're the go-to in that space.
Yes, key topics. Lawrence, hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Michael Falquist. He's a longtime energy executive. He's the CEO of Think Energy, a group that's advocating solar and clean, affordable energy across America. Michael, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Welcome. Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Great. You know, we pay big attention, again, on a show called the Sports Doctor, with health and wellness. I don't know if there's anything more important than a clean environment, reducing pollution and paying attention to those aspects, the whole explosion of solar energy. This is why we include topics like yourself and Think Energy, because of its relationship, again, to healthy environments, as well as the craziness with electricity costs. Give us, Michael, some of the background on yourself and the world of energy and your current CEO position with Think Energy.
Yeah, great. Well, again, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. You know, I've been fortunate to be around the energy industry for, gosh, coming on 20 years. I've been on the wholesale side. I've been, you know, switched over to the retail side of the business, which is the consumer safe facing side, you know, about 18 years ago. And, you know, it's been a fascinating journey because energy markets have evolved so much over that period of time. You know, I fell in love with it early on because it's an industry where you effectively give consumers choice on a product they have to use every day, which is electricity. And you can create value propositions that attract them, be it around price or green energy, which is one of my personal passions. And, you know, it's just a business that's grown, and where, you know, the business is today is it's at a once in a lifetime inflection point, right? You see it
well, the
in
explosion,
Chicago.
The explosion, Michael, of again, solar power. I didn't know there was such a thing as solar farms. These groupings people can get involved with. So the idea that you're talking clean environment, reducing pollution, but also trying to do something about the absolute expenses and the cleanliness of energy. Who are these solar farms?
Well, yeah. So I think to that point, it's a really interesting moment in time because you've seen it in your ComEd bills that have jumped quite significantly as of June 1st of last year, and then they're going to continue to go up because the build of AI and data centers across the country and specifically in your area, that's driving a gap between supply and demand, which is driving up prices and is going to continue to drive up prices. To get to your specific question, what's really unique is companies like ours, there's actual ways where you can drive down the cost you're paying against this backdrop of rising prices and a continued that environment's here to stay. But you can lower your prices and do stuff that is good for the environment as well. And I'll give you two examples, right? So in the state of Illinois, they have what's called community solar, right? If you drive around, you know, you'll often see them in fields. You'll see, you know, solar arrays that are community solar programs typically. And what that is the power from that flows into the grid. Clean power flows into the grid, and consumers can participate by subscribing in those farms, right? And what that manifests for them is they get a discount or credit on their electric bill, lowering it, which is typically, you know, between 5 and 20% on your supply charges. And on top of that, you are supporting clean energy by doing that.
Right,
so,
and it doesn't cost customers anything, my understanding. In order to be a full customer, doesn't cost you anything. You're saving money, and I guess, again, you could feel real good about you know, being part of the clean environment. It's been very, very challenging now. We've had all sorts of, we won't even mention the word politics, in these situations, challenging the environment. You know, energy is on everybody's mind in so many different ways. And the what got you excited about Think Energy, the network? I remember the famous Amways and the famous Niken, because we used magnets in sports medicine for years. But the idea of that type of distribution and a company, what did you find special about Think Energy?
So I would say network marketing, it is a distribution channel. When you have a product like community solar, where community solar often feels too good to be true because I'm subscribing into a farm that gives me credit on my bills, doesn't cost me anything, and it's a benefit that I earn on my bill for the next up to 20 years, right? That's a benefit where a channel like network marketing, which is around relationships and personal credibility, it's a perfect channel
famous,
for community
the
solar.
The famous network marketing, yes. It's a
credibility channel because it's about customers educating customers about programs like this that exist, where if you care about the environment and want to save money on your electric bill, community solar is for you, unequivocally. And our model allows our independent contractors to be able to explain to their friends and family the benefits of it, right? We're not asking
now,
them to pay money for it.
Now, I noticed that, you know, your colleagues had mentioned to me, and you were talking about this whole new battery technology, and again, these new technologies that you've been very, very excited that you guys are innovating. Talk about that.
Because community solar is a program that everybody can participate in. How our company is innovating is we want to turn every customer's home. We want to put a battery in every customer's home. And what does that do? That allows us as a company to control that battery. We arbitrage the price and effectively lower the cost to serve of that customer. In exchange, we then share that back with the customer in terms of discounted electricity, and the customer also gets free backup generation. Think of how many power outages you just had with the storm.
Right. That's every other commercial. Every other commercial is about generators, backup generators. And what's amazing is it's, again, as I've they've explained to me, with whether it was Michael Kay or Don Wirth, the idea of the battery in English is it helps absorb energy maybe at night when the cost is down, and then maybe make it available during the day. It's got a timing mechanism that allows it to be an advantage.
It's even more, so I'll explain it very simply. You can go out and buy a backup generator for $18,000, $20,000, put a battery in your home for $12,000, whatever. I'm putting that battery in your home for free, and I'm allowing you to use it for backup generation. In exchange, because I own it, I'm going to use my technology to constantly be optimizing that battery in the background. It's going to be pulling from the grid when prices are lowest. It's going to be dispatching the battery to power the home when prices are high, effectively reducing the cost for us to serve that power, because we're buying power when it's cheapest and using the battery when it's most expensive.
Well, again, you know, you got a magic word you guys are using in so many ways. It's called efficiency. You know, whether we're talking about the efficiency of how the body works under all sorts of different kind of stresses, or we're talking, again, about the efficiency of an organization, or, you know, a gigantic thing like energy. And, again, you're talking, again, about efficiency makes so much sense. But I think it's a big area. What was that? Was that called photon technology?
So with the technology we have internally that we use to power the batteries and the brains behind it is proton. But what is so perfect about your word efficiency is the network, the connected network of batteries we have and will deploy over time. Those batteries benefit the grid and everybody, because we're effectively shifting load when power consumption is at its highest. We're shifting demand to off-peak periods because we're using off-peak power to supply that. So our batteries are
could be a lifesaver when you're talking about hurricanes or, again, as you're talking, you know, the East Coast buried under whatever it was, 2 feet of snow or 10 below zero here in Chicago. And, again, you're talking about all of a sudden what a big deal this is. But the grid point that you make, again, is so important because it can make such a difference. And again, you're talking clean, which
absolutely.
We can't stress enough. Correct?
Hey, when you're consuming power at peak times, the grid is the dirtiest, right? Because you have all sources of generation on the grid. When you're consuming off-peak power, the grid is the cleanest. So, for our customers, we're reducing their carbon footprint because the power they're consuming is off-peak power, right? We're effectively shifting their load by using our battery. What is neat about this product is it is
how
the ultimate.
To put how much are these batteries that you're putting in someone's home for free? Wow.
They're expensive. They're expensive,
right.
But we're the ones financing them. We're putting in people's homes. We're doing all. Let me give you the example. We're live in Texas today, so we're coming to Illinois. We're coming to across that whole region, but we're live in Texas today. So the value proposition for that customer today, if they were to buy a 5-year fixed product in Texas today, the market is 16.2 cents. I'm selling them power for that fixed for that 5-year period at 14.6 cents. So I'm saving them 1.6 cents per kilowatt. And I'm giving them a battery in their house that gives them backup generation. We just had, across our initial batteries, we just had multiple power outages where the batteries provided free backup generation for those customers.
Texas is famous for what happened a couple of years ago with that outage. What's the best site people find out about Think Energy? What's the best site, Mike?
Yeah, so thinkenergy.com is our website. It's our electricity website. All the battery products that we're going to be rolling out are going to be coming in the next 30, 60, 90 days. And so they'll be added and there'll be information. But
what states are you in? I know that you're in some states, you're looking to be in others. What states are you
in? So we currently
have customers.
Yeah, so the business currently serves customers in 13 states in the District of Columbia. So you are, like, relative to you, you know, across the whole Mid-Atlantic region, so everywhere from Illinois all the way east to the Atlantic coast and then north up to Maine. So we're active in all deregulated electric markets.
And I would imagine this is, what's your outlook on being involved in every country, every state in the country?
Yeah, so I think from a battery perspective, I think there's definitely a long-term play there to take the battery technology to regulated markets. The short-term plan is we want to scale and build a great consumer product in markets like Illinois, right? There's a massive opportunity with rates, prices going up, grid reliability going down, offer customers.
Now, people could also choose, right? If somebody becomes an advisor, they could actually build quite a business.
Absolutely.
And Think Energy, like we've seen initially, our friend Mike Kay and the organization that he's built, Network Marketing, is famous for building organizations in so many ways. And at the same time, somebody could be a customer, like you said, have nothing to do with the business side of anything. They just want to have better efficiency. They want to save money. So, again, that's why we wanted to, you know, bring this type of education to as many different groups as possible, again, whether it's in sports or not sports. Because, again, when you're talking health and wellness, bottom line, we want to be involving situations with reduced pollution. We're going to talk more about this with Michael. We'll be right back, everybody. Michael Falquist, CEO of Think Energy. It's a sports doctor. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
I think we're network marketing. Everybody, we're back at the Sports Doctor. We were talking with Michael Falquist, who is the CEO of Think Energy. And we were talking about some of the aspects of what they're doing, whether, again, it is the health and wellness side and the reduction of pollution, the attention to solar energy, not solar energy, yes, in so many ways. Talk more about what about the windmill and the air energy and some of these other energy situations that it seems everybody's arguing about. Nobody's arguing about the electric energy, though, are they?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think the one trend that is here to stay in this market is the electrification of everything in our lives. And, you know, electricity as a commodity is, you know, I've heard this phrase, and I think it's really on point with where the future is going. And someone was quoted the other saying, electricity is the new oil. And it's really true because we're oil, you know, fueled the Industrial Revolution and the growth of this great country and many great countries around the world. The electrification of our life and the economy is what's coming next. And
you know, we've interested. I've had guests on that we've talked about healthy light energies. We've talked about in the Olympic movement about having air purification, energy type efficiencies created for the high performance, as well as recovery. So there's a lot of different areas where this touches into the world of not only health and wellness, but sports medicine in many instances where are things that we thought were so safe in the past. Again, you know, who doesn't want to stop the reliance on fossil fuels, for God's sake, in so many different ways? And again, you know, spreading the word via network marketing is, it's, I guess, what's made it famous in that regard.
I just touch on the network marketing thing because I think it's, you mentioned before break around the ability to build a great business. And I think it's really important that we focus a little bit about that, because what attracted me to launching this model with network marketing as a channel is great if one thing is true, if you have a great product, because network marketers want to share a great product with their friends, family, everybody they know. And the one core principle that our business is built around, whether it's this, the battery product we've been talking about that's coming out, or community solar, or a bunch of our other products we offer, right? They're good for the consumer. And so network marketing is perfect because customers, instead of us buying a billboard
and they're famous,
or sending out
some of the
mailers,
best products we've seen, some of the best products we've seen in all areas have come through the world of network marketing. There's no doubt about it, even though there's been so many different opinions and whatever in so many different ways regarding that particular industry, some of them very, very humorous in so many different ways.
It comes down to the product. If you have a great product, there is no better channel than network marketing because people love to tell friends and family about a great product. And if they get paid for it, even better. So that's why I'm so passionate about network marketing, is because it's a channel where it's people, it's lives. People can build big teams. They can generate lots of money. They can, you know, there's so many great things about it from a personal development and financial development for the people who represent the company. And instead of, you know, paying to have a billboard or mailers, but the key is a great product, and that's what we have.
Yes, and again, in this day and age where you have so much social media, it's the wild, wild west. And this is why sometimes it's been a challenge, to say the least, in people being able to count on, is information correct? Are we dealing, again, there's no bigger area with this than healthcare, where you're talking about so much misinformation, a lot of good information. And that's why I talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor what I call the new medicine, which is, number one, eat smarter. We could talk all day about what smarter is, but we all know what it is in so many ways. There's lots of education. Number two, keep moving. You want to go to the gym. You want to be a walker. You want to do yoga. You want to do Pilates. Do something. And number three, reduce stress. These are the things that we really, really stress so much all the time that fall into these categories. And the health and wellness side, or I think in network marketing, I think they were giving it a label. They call it, in many instances, called a side hustle, right?
Yep.
Yeah. In this day and age, it's something that's become, you know, very, very popular. And I agree with you. Again, we've seen some of the greatest of products that have come through because of the ability. What was one of the most famous is with the pink cars?
Oh,
come on, you know, the pink Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Mary Kay. Mary Kay, yes. I don't know if it was network marketing or whatever, but I thought
I always love when my electricity product gets compared to pink Cadillacs. That's never a bad thing. But yeah, I love
it. You can't go wrong.
I would say this. There's nothing more enjoyable as someone who runs a company and seeing people be successful selling a product because of effort they put in and watching it change their lives financially, personally. Like it is network marketing as the CEO is such
a
rewarding
industry. How long has Think Energy been around, Michael?
Yeah, we launched our program in 2023. We've got I think over 10,000 independent contractors, and it's an exciting business. I think it's what's unique about it is you're solving a problem for a product that people use every day. And, you know, we're doing it with technology.
Do you find, Michael, that communities organizations will be are excited about getting involved? You know, the grid idea, the batteries, the ability of making a positive difference, that may, you know, organizations, communities, park districts, it's such a big opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we are, I love sports, right? So everything to me comes down to sports analogies. But, you know,
Are you a sports dad?
Of course. I'm a sports dad. My son is in his junior year working hard to get recruited for basketball. My daughter's,
all right,
you know,
I'm going to give you the superstar. Write it down, Michael. Number one, strengthen his feet and ankles routinely. Number two, work balance. Those are the two systems we pay huge attention to, pay serious attention to orthotics, especially if the kid's got a history. And then I'll send you a copy of my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, to try to keep you in line on the sidelines.
Love it. Love it. I love all those things. My children being into sports is a gift that I'm grateful for, because
what are the other sports they're involved in with your other kids?
So my daughter is a massive soccer player, and my son is obviously really into basketball. And so it's fun. You know, you watch them get to this point and they've spent their whole youth getting to this point. And
you got to pay attention to overkill. We talk so much about it on The Sports Doctor. This is why I co-authored the book, hashtag Sports Parents. Is you got half these kids living on over-the-counter pain medicine, overscheduled. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure. And that's before they started paying these athletes in college and whatever. So I say to you as a sports dad, good luck to you for sure.
I very much value just enjoying watching your kids be successful and care and have a passion. I mean, those are things that you dream about as a parent.
Well, real quickly, we're celebrating 15 years here that I put a young kid growing up in Illinois, Evan Lysacek, I put orthotics in his figure skates when he was 9.5 years old. 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. We're still celebrating it from 2010. I had his mother on the show right after he won. I said, Tanya, how'd you know it wasn't your goal? You weren't pushing him. She said, you know, Dr. Wilde, we had ice time at 6 in the morning. I didn't know how to wake the kid up. He was in the car with his gloves on. I'll leave you with that. Give us again quickly where people can reach the organization, Michael.
Yeah, thinkenergy.com is our website. You know, I would say over the next 90 days, we'll be having a lot of information about our battery product, which we're rolling out in Texas officially in March, and it will be coming to Illinois and other markets later this year. Great product for the customer. Great product to get involved with. Yeah. If you want to sell it.
Thanks so much, Michael Ballquist, the CEO. Michael, hold on quickly. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom and answer a couple of emails if we have time. We've got some great guests and topics coming up next week. We're going to be paying attention to the eyes, in and out, sports vision. Dr. Bryce Applebaum will be joining us. He is one of the members of the That One podcast group, where we've had numerous guests from them. So we're looking forward to him. Long-time figure skating, boot-fitting blade expert Morris Aitken will be joining us next week. We go way back to when we would see so many of his skaters, orthotics, a great history that we'll get a chance to compare notes on. The following week, the Code Girls, Dr. Lisa Piper, a functional medicine advocate, Wendy Kahn Osborne, a business gal, the Code Girls. They're big-time health and wellness products involving longevity, anti-aging, all sorts of hormone control. And then Dr. Nathan Bryan, his expertise, the whole world of nitrous oxide, its importance, its functions, and some of the different challenges that he's discovered along that line, again, of the biohacking and the attention like we've paid over this past, since November, the world of biohacking, which a lot of people didn't understand what it means, what the definition is. And it's really lifestyle medicine. It's paying attention to the areas of nutrition, of exercise, of mental clarity, mind, body, all important parts of things we've talked about for decades, now falling under this label. Dr. Bob Goldman was initiating anti-aging 30 years ago in so many different ways, but this title of biohacking. So we'll be getting into a lot of that with some of these guests coming up. Where is the Dr. Bob wisdom? Oh, there it is. Yeah, we're talking to parents as well as weekend warriors, athletes in all areas. Get fit properly with your shoes. Still today, over 30 to 40% of people are not fit properly. Most often, it involves width. Sometimes it involves depth. Sometimes it involves length. But we do know as we age, our size can change. Post-pregnancy, the size changes. Post-pregnancy, we might see a size and a half change. We might see much more of a collapsed arch after having children because of the hormonal changes that allow the tissues to expand, or otherwise you couldn't have a baby in that regard. So we want to pay attention to that. Most walking, running shoe stores are the best place to really get fit properly, to take a look at over-the-counter inserts in some particular areas. If you've got a history of problems with your feet, or if you have a history of lower extremity problems that are persistent or recurrent, your back, your knees, your hips, your feet and ankles, then foot mechanics is a big deal. foot mechanics might not be causing the problem. They might very well be aggravating, perpetuating the problems. As a good example, over the years, half the girls I've seen, whatever the sport, soccer, volleyball, tennis, running, half of them were knee trouble and shin splints. I'm a foot specialist. We were incorporating orthotics. That was the problem, was excessive pronation. Girls have wider hips, so there's a different angle down to the knee, and sometimes we see that type of situation becomes notable. So, again, get fit properly and make sure you're comfortable regardless, especially with your kids. Also, pay attention. You son or daughter plays sports, get a shoe designed for the sport. You can use cross trainers many times for different sports. Cross trainers are really running shoes that include side-to-side stability. They're much stronger around ankle rolling. So sometimes we'll see that we can play an outdoor sport or play an indoor sport and use a cross trainer. But otherwise, you really, really want to pay attention to getting a shoe that's designed for that sport. A shout out again to our friends at That One, the podcast people. I want to mention my website. You want to find out more information about lots of different things, go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. Thesportsdoctorradio.com. If you have a question for us, then send me an email, drryl sportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we would be glad to follow up with that. Just quickly, Steve wanted to know, you talk all the time about those two exercises for kids, whatever the sport, strength in feet and ankles, and work balance. Yes, Steve, it's for everybody. Whether you're a senior citizen looking to get on the pickleball court, or you are a weekend warrior, or your kids are serious in sports, include foot ankle strengthening and balance work. Again, everybody, thanks so much to our friends at BBS. Catch you guys next week. Thanks to our guests. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. See ya.